Hi, this is Michael DeLauro, Director of the Academic Media Center at Robert Morris University. You're listening to RMU Radio, your campus, your voice.
Yeah, that's a fun little tune.
Isn't it? It's nice.
I like it. Welcome to the first show of 2017.
That hurt.
Was that loud?
Yeah, my headphones were really high and that really hurt. What was I saying? Oh, yeah. First show of 2017. Tuesday night spaghetti dinner show, RMU Radio, your campus, your voice. Welcome back, everybody. Welcome back to school. Welcome to a new year. Welcome back to radio shows. And yeah, here we go, huh?
Thanks for having me, Robert Morris.
It's been my pleasure. I am your host, Ogie. In studio with me, as always, Mr. Michael Spellman.
Howdy doody.
We have Emily Worthing with us tonight.
Hello.
And Mr. Jesse Lyons.
I hate you all.
All right.
Oh, boy.
Good to know.
Howdy doody.
What?
I said howdy doody.
Howdy doody.
He said doody.
And we're off to a fast start here. So, first week classes are done. Syllabus week is over.
Yes, it is.
Week one of what? 16? One down, 15 to go?
Finally figured it out.
Yep.
What?
You just figured out we had 16 weeks? Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was a big surprise.
All right. What?
You figured it out. No, but we're saying, like, you finally got it. Like, you understand.
Like, this is the first semester you figured out we had 16 weeks.
No, I'm saying this is the first week of the 16 weeks.
I'm
going to
be very hostile towards you today.
I'm going to mute your mic today.
Hey. Oh. Already at it.
Quick.
Man, I didn't even last, like, 5 minutes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But, so new year. How was everyone's breaks?
Short. Too short. Yeah.
It was a short one this year.
Not. I'm going to say I'm angry at anyone specifically. I'm just not happy.
Like in general?
In general.
Whose fault is it?
What, that we had a shorter break?
Yeah, because something bad should
happen. I think fall semester started later, so.
It might have. I don't know. We get done pretty early this.
I mean, we end the same time.
All right.
But
I'm not happy with it.
Whatever. We're back. There's nothing you can do about it. We're back already.
Isn't
classes
there, though?
Started. No, there isn't.
Okay.
They're not going to be like, oh, you know what? Let's just take a random week off.
Yeah, you know what? Mike Spellman.
We were wrong.
Mike Spellman did not want to be here. We thought he would
want to, so.
Do you want your headphones turned down, Jess?
No, I just want to wear them.
It's all right. That's fine.
That's fine. Whatever. So it's the new year. Any resolutions? Because that's the, I guess, the cool thing to do now.
No.
We have resolutions.
That's always been the thing to do, though.
No one has.
Go to the gym more.
I make one, and then I just don't do it. So
I always hear about people doing it. I never do anything.
I almost saw this New Year resolutioner in the gym today kill himself. So that was
really what happened.
He was squatting, and he had too much weight on. I mean, could tell that he couldn't do it.
On his body or on the weight?
So on the weight. Like he had too much. On the bar. He had too much weight up on the bar, and he went down to go, and you could tell how bad his form was, and he just started leaning forward. His back looked like it was just broken. It was hard to watch.
Someone you know?
No, I have no idea. He's never been in there before, and I mean, I'm always in the gym, so I know. I know who's there and who's new. And
you should take him under your wing and be like, look, I'm going to help you.
No, I have too many of those already.
Oh, all right.
They would always, in Catholic school, make us like go around and be like, what's your New Year's resolution? And I would be like, I won't eat candy.
Then you go.
And then I go to my grandmother's house and immediately get a
just
Twix bar.
Show your face.
Yeah. Be like, screw you guys.
Yeah. I don't like resolution. They're too cliche. Like I'm going to lose weight or I'm going to be a better person. Yeah. It's like,
because I just like, I hate that, like, I look forward to like doing something and I just never do it.
No, I am going to lose weight this semester, but that has nothing to do with.
He was planning on doing that before.
Yeah, I thought we were gaining weight. We're not.
No, he already made all of his gains. No,
yeah, I got the gains. Now I'm losing.
Oh, okay.
Now you're cutting.
Yeah.
I'm confused. I don't know how this works.
All right.
I mean, I'm going to try to, like, lose weight and be healthier, but it's not my resolution. It's just something I want to do. Like, I hate that you have to label it, oh, I'm going to be healthy in the new year. It's my resolution.
Right, my New Year's resolution like, is no. to live another year.
Well, I've never been healthy. We're going to try.
Well, you're pretty healthy, I'd say.
Man, you don't even know. I can't breathe. I know that. Yeah. You don't even know how unhealthy I am.
All right, never mind then. But I don't know. I just
pretty sure I have asthma.
Just
really?
I have asthma.
Any concussions?
Don't you think you should kind of like?
I'm pretty sure I got a concussion last week at FHL, my hockey league. Went undiagnosed, of course.
No one did the test. No one did the three finger test.
No, I didn't do none. Just kept playing.
That league has terrible doctors.
Yeah, very bad doctors. Very bad protocol down
there. No
the
good doctors.
Got kicked out of the game, too, so that was fun.
Did you fight someone?
I actually fought the dude after I probably got the concussion.
Did you win?
I mean, I punched him more than he punched me, so I assume, yeah, I guess.
And how are
so
you feeling right now? Are you feeling concussed? Or
I'm
you...
all right. My brain's never really all there, so...
Well.
All right, fine.
Then you're fine. Doesn't matter. Whatever. Yeah. Concussions are just kind of like a suggestion.
Exactly. Like, I don't even believe that.
Maybe your brain's not 100%.
Well, just imagine if my brain was always there, what I would get.
Wow.
Whatever. But
on the moon by now.
I was going to say something.
That have to do with concussions?
I can't remember.
New Year's resolution?
I don't know.
I've only had one concussion.
You only had one? How'd you get a concussion?
I got hit by a car.
Oh, that's right.
Never had a diagnosed.
I had this friend back in grade school named Zach, and one event happened in fifth grade that affected him for like the next 4 years.
It's like we were
like the bottom floor of our school, and everything's like stone and tile in there. Everything's like solid stone. And we were waiting outside in line for class one day, and this kid like ran by and like jokingly pushed me, and like I just kind of like hit the wall, and I was like, oh, whatever. And then I looked down, and Zach was just on the full floor out cold. And I was like, oh, did I get hit into this kid? And he was on the ground for a good 45 minutes before they got him out of there.
Is it bad I'm laughing at that?
Is he okay now?
It's sad. Yeah,
okay,
he's fine.
Yeah,
but this affected from like the next 4 years. He was like, he had multiple more concussion scenarios happened to him. Like,
hilarious.
I think the following year we were playing in a basketball game, and he was sprinting to get the ball. It was like a loose ball, and he's sprinting to get it, and he like jumped out of bounds and like hit it back in, and there was one of those like. Power boxes like right on the wall, and he just full speed hit it and collapsed. It was on the ground for 15 minutes. It was terrible. I felt bad for the kid.
I've never had like a diagnosed concussion, but I'm sure I've had one.
Yeah.
It's like in high school we would like locker box, so and I know for like
that?
A week my ears were ringing after
what was that.
What
do you do with
it?
So
when you just have like your lacrosse helmet and your gloves on and you just box each other in between like a cube of lockers.
Mm-hmm.
It's a stupid thing lacrosse players.
Lax
do.
Players.
Lax, bruh.
He also got someone threw a, or someone like tossed a pencil case to him and it went through his hands and hit him in the head and he collapsed.
He
dropped for like a few minutes.
This kid.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah,
honestly, who is this kid?
It was bad for a while.
That's so funny.
Good lord.
Yeah.
That's just.
It was rough.
That's like Bad Luck Brian stuff.
Yeah.
That meme, Bad Luck Brian.
Yeah. Like good he got hit lord. In the head once and just. His
ruined
his
it.
Skull was like duct taped together for a while. That's what it was like.
Wow. Yeah. That's horrible.
Yeah. I've never had a concussion or anything.
Not yet.
Yeah, not gonna win. But speaking of bad luck, today's Friday the 13th.
Ooh.
Concussion day.
If you're going to get a concussion, it might as well be today.
Yeah.
Is anyone superstitious when it comes to like Friday the 13th or anything like that?
No.
Not superstitious. Superstitious at all.
No?
No.
Why not?
No. I don't believe in that junk.
You know what? I think there was one. I was probably in like third grade, and I think. think I won a watch from like Dave and Buster's or something. I would carry it around, and it was like Friday the 13th. And I was like, "Oh, bad luck!" And I pulled my watch out and I threw it against the wall, and it broke.
Well, that's just from stupidity.
Yeah,
that's
like, yeah, that's just throw it against the wall.
I was like, "It'll be fine."
Young,
I think I threw it twice. I threw it the one time and it was fine. I was like, "Oh, bad luck doesn't exist," and I threw it again.
That makes no sense at all.
No, it's okay. He's so cool.
I can't explain to you the logic of fourth grade Michael.
Wow.
Now, I will admit Michael. That whenever the Steelers were playing the Cardinals in the Super Bowl, that whole playoff stretch, I did only wear the clothes I had on for the first week of the playoffs. I only wore that.
That's a superstition.
Yeah, no, and I was a young kid then. So.
But now you know better.
Now I know better.
Now you know to praise logic.
No, see, I still do that. Like, when it comes to watching a game or something, like, if I wore a jersey last week and they won, I have to wear that jersey again, or, you know.
You probably don't have to deal with that too often.
Or, like, the team, Bills. Like, the Bills scored a touchdown when, your sister was outside, so
right.
She has to stand out on the lawn.
Right, stuff like that.
Stand outside in the snow.
Yeah. Like, even, like, when I play sports, I've got, like, little things that I have to do before every game.
Yeah.
You know, I do it in that order, or when I, when I play lacrosse, when I go out to the net, there's things
I
do
like
while
I'm
standing in net that I have
like
to do.
Like, the Bills block a field goal one time while your dad has a steak medium rare on the grill, so now your dad has to stand outside on the grill and constantly keep a steak at medium rare.
Exactly. Even during December games.
I mean, I do stuff before, like, lifting and stuff, but it's not superstition.
That's just...
It's more just getting being comfortable. Like, before hockey games
though?
And stuff.
Like, what? What do you do?
Just, like, listening to the same music or, like...
Well, yeah, that's still...
It's
if you
really
do it every...
It's a ritual.
Ever not do that before a game or before something? Okay. Well.
Like, and before hockey games, like, I always do, like, the same stuff. It's just a ritual to, like, get my head into what I'm doing.
Would you consider, like... A lot of basketball players have a free throw routine that they do before they shoot. And, I mean, to an extent, doing the same thing over and over again the exact same way helps. But I don't know.
I mean, I guess it depends if that person thinks if I don't do this,
will they mess
I'm going to miss. Right. That's where I guess it goes from being a routine to being a superstition. Like, in high school, before... whether it be a football game or a lacrosse game, I had a set playlist that I'd listen to, and I'd listen to the songs in the same order, and I always had to listen to a certain song before I went onto the field. Mm-hmm. It had to be the same song. And even if, like, we were walking out, and I would just throw it on real quick, and I'd just listen to the one, part of it, and just be like, all right, I got it in, we're good, let's go. Or if I couldn't, I'd sing it in my head while I'm, like, standing on the field.
Was it a Bruce Springsteen song?
No, it wasn't. It was Tub Thumping by Chumbawamba. That was like this. I had to listen to that song
later.
I had to listen to that song last.
I'm gonna have to listen to that. It's kind of like an episode of Always Sunny where they're at the one character Charlie. They're at his mom's house and she they're like sleeping over there for whatever reason. She's like, and they're going to bed. And she's walking out. And she's like, all right, night, boys, and like flicks the lights on and off three times. So they're like, what'd you do that for? What are you doing? She's like, oh, that's so Charlie doesn't die. They're like, what?
I don't know. I mean, I kind of not enjoy it, but, like, it was nice in a way to have that because it's like, all right, I got to do this, and it kind of gives you, like, a separate, I don't know.
Put you in the right mindset?
Yeah, it's like, all right.
I'll tell you.
Like, here we go. This is good. I'm ready, I've listened to my songs. I listened to Chumbawamba.
I've never heard a Chumbawamba song in my entire life.
What? Have you heard Tub Thumping?
No, I don't think so.
You'd know it if you heard it. I'll pull it up.
All
right, well, I get knocked down, but I get up.
Oh, that's Chumbawamba.
What a voice.
Again,
he's pump up song.
Yeah, okay, can we get a few more verses there?
Yeah, by Chumbawamba you can.
No, I want you.
There's an ad. Ads on everything these days. What the heck?
The ad block.
This was your go-to.
Max and Rebecca.
Max are so stupid.
We'll be what singing. Are?
Max. Can't get ad block. Team must have lost a lot.
Why? This doesn't get you...
If you get knocked down, you get up again because your team keeps losing. You're like, I'll give them next.
You're never going to keep me down.
You can beat us all you want.
Missing the love.
All right. Okay, I got it.
No, it's good. I like it.
My lifting song is titled Die.
Yeah, you titled
listen to that screamo
titled
stuff.
Die. Look it up. Just, no. By Aurelius States.
If you type in die, you will not get the song. You will almost certainly not get it.
Yeah, it was just.
Can you like change Spotify accounts for a day, please?
It was that, and then like Lose Yourself by Eminem. It was like
completely polar opposite.
Those just got me pumped up. It's like, yeah, here we go. I might still have my lacrosse playlist now.
That's funny. That's actually
die
funny.
Die will get you pumped up.
I remember the one time in eighth grade basketball, someone added, they switched like our warm up CD, and we came out to the Globetrotters. I was like, who did this? It was fun, though.
But yeah, okay. So here's my lacrosse playlist.
Oh, God.
Radioactive, All of the Lights, Right Now by Van Halen.
Nice.
Holy Grail, My Songs Know What You Did, and then
in the dark.
And the whatever,
yeah, I know.
By Fall Out Boy. Battle Scars by Guy Sebastian. That's a good song. That's
I don't
a good
know
song.
What that is.
That's a good one. I heard it. Where was I? Oh, I was coming back from...
It sounds familiar, but I don't know who Guy Sebastian is. I've never heard that.
I was coming back... I just heard it... Where was I? I was somewhere, and just out of nowhere, it started playing. I was like, oh, man, this song is awesome.
All I know is my...
Wait, all right. I think I know how the song goes. My workout playlist.
Yeah,
okay. 4 followers. So if you want a cool workout playlist, that'll get the blood flowing.
Listen to Die, everyone.
Die's in there. That's because you have war
with... Love. All right, I know what the song is.
I don't. These battle scars
don't look like they're fading. Beautiful.
Everyone's such a good singer.
There's an ad. I can't sing about his words. He's a guy. He's
better.
No.
Never let a wound ruin me.
But I feel like ruins me. All right, our four listeners have signed off.
All right. Yes, everyone, I can imagine.
Imagine Ogie sitting in the locker room listening to this with headphones on, like pretending he's doing a commercial for Bose or something. Just in there.
Yeah, just bouncing all right, back and forth.
Go.
Let's go. Let me play Chumbawamba. Let's get the feel. Let me play Chumbawamba.
I'm under it too.
I want to play Chumbawamba.
Guys, I'm about to do a cool speech. Someone play Chumbawamba.
Ain't No Rest for the Wicked.
I like that song. I don't.
Sail.
I like that song. It was
Sail by AWOL Nation. Eye of the Tiger. Seven Nation Army. The Fire by The Roots.
They still play that song as if it's new.
The
what, Seven Nation Army?
No, yeah, Seven Nation Army.
Yeah.
They play it like it's new.
I mean, but like, it's
how old is it?
It's real old.
Remember the Name.
Mm-hmm. You got some Metallica in there.
No. Lose Yourself, Cinderella Man, Trophies, Come With Me Now.
Come With Me Now.
Never Scared by Bone Crusher.
By Bone Crusher.
But, yeah, I don't know. It's funny, though, when we were playing Battle Scars, it just, like, took me back to, like, high school playing
it's
lacrosse.
Like
I, it just felt like spring and lacrosse. It was just like, ah.
Is anyone in your family, like, ridiculously or, like, have some type of superstition like that? Like, something ridiculous?
I don't think so. I think it's just me.
No.
I'm kind of, I was really the only athletic person.
I mean, it could be for anything,
same.
Though.
But I don't think it's really...
No. Like, your mom could have, like, a superstition that she does, like, has, or a ritual she has before she makes lasagna or something. Or, like...
Yeah!
If, like, your dog runs through the kitchen while she's making lasagna, it could be ruined. Something like that.
She ties the dog up.
Alright. I think... But, speaking of songs, I think my favorite title of any song in the world... Alright, we're done with
your voice.
You're muted.
Mute yourself. My favorite workout playlist song, though, title, it's titled Schizophrenetic Cannibalistic Sexfest.com.
.com.
That's someone that you follow?
That's someone.
That's a song.
Oh, that's a song?
It's a song. It's a title.
Have you ever seen if that's like a real website?
I'll look it right now.
I'd be interested. I don't know what you'll get up, but
some Ocean, some White Song, so who knows what's gonna come up here.
What if you come across a workout playlist that's just like the That's So Raven theme song over
again? Why That's So Raven?
I don't know. Yeah. You hop in the car with someone, they hand you a disc.
All right, play it.
Let's go, and it
came up. Let's see.
Someone ran into the server.
Let's see what's
it's probably
the song's probably gonna come up. I'm gonna see there's an actual website.
No, but like type it into the address bar.
Yeah, I did, and it's loading, but you know,
it's taking forever.
ResNet.
ResNet's being
ResNet.
Actually, I got an X up here at the Wi-Fi thing, so I might not be. Really
that's because
it's plugged into the wall. It's got
Ethernet.
Right, it's not working. Well, let's move on, and if it loads, I'll.
Jesse, your mom seems like someone who'd have a weird superstition.
I mean, she only picks even numbers for the pens.
She also picks Kunuckle for every single.
She only picks an even number, and then she picks Kunuckle because he's like probably the least likely person to like score.
The even numbers thing is something, I guess.
Dave Calais only picks prime numbers.
All right.
I suppose he knows what a prime number is.
Man, Dave's smart than me.
I know, but like that's a big.
I mean,
thing.
If I was him, I'd just pick 87 every time. I mean, it's a prime number.
All right.
Makes the most
it's
sense.
Not even, though.
No, that's two different people. My mom does even.
What if you want an even prime number?
Wow, that's a picky one.
Cool.
I mean, there's only one of them.
Oh, it loaded. Oh, no. I'm pretty sure I'm looking at
looking for a beauty now. A beauty call.
We got.
That's embarrassing, Corey.
The links. It got me. I guess you can buy this because it's asking.
Oh, so it doesn't exist.
The website doesn't actually exist. But if you want to get a domain that could go with this, you can get casual sex, all the fair dating, sex dating, adult dating, 100 free adult personals. I don't know what that means. Adult dating and sex, adult cam.
I would not. I can't even
adult
all that together. I can't
want an adult. What if you don't want an adult?
Schizophrenic, ballistic,
schizophrenic, cannibalistic, sexfest.com.
That's a mouthful.
It is a mouthful.
Did you see the pianist left? Their keyboardist.
Yeah, I saw their keyboardist left, motionless and white.
Rough. Rip, Josh Balls.
Then one of the singers for Crown the Empire left.
Oh, I think he was kicked out. But
yeah. That did not a good year for bands right now.
No,
everyone's dying.
No one did. Neither of them died.
No, died.
Well, but now I want to play lacrosse. That's got me all.
All right, well let's go.
Let's go to a break. And that was a fun
let's
show.
Let's go to a break. We'll play lacrosse real quick, and that'll be that.
We can do that. We'll
I
go
would
go to a break.
Honestly hurt myself so.
You want to go to a break?
Yeah,
we'll go to a break. We're gonna go to a break now, I guess. So stay tuned. Don't touch that dial. You're listening to the Tuesday Night Spaghetti Dinner Show on Army Radio, your campus, your voice. We'll be right back.
Are you a Colonials fan? If you want the best in RMU sports talk radio, tune in every Wednesday from 4 to 6 p.m. for Colonial Talk, featuring RMU Radio's Vince Russo and Colin Sullivan.
If your butt doesn't get pumping after that one, I don't think you have a pulse, so.
Listen as the two banter on all RMU sports, both women's and men's.
Everything is awesome. Everything is cool when you're part of a team.
You won't want to miss the hard-hitting duo that holds no punches when it comes to dishing it out.
Hashtag no mercy.
That makes no sense.
Call into the show by dialing 412-397-6816 to voice your opinions on their hot takes on Colonial sports. But remember to keep it clean.
A little unsanitary, to say the least.
That's 412-397-6816. Colonial Talk airs every Wednesday from 4 to 6 p.m. Find us on the TuneIn app or through iTunes live streaming on RMU Radio. Your campus, your voice.
Some nights feel like every night, this one feels brand new. Only dreaming like it's 1984, dancing like the talking heads. Last call, 40s at the corner store to take to bed. Tell me that you need me on the floor, passed out in your dirty clothes. Ask me what the hell I'm looking for, like you don't know. You're making it so
Welcome back. You're listening to Tuesday Night Spaghetti Dinner Show, and I'm your radio, your campus, your voice. New year, new us. Just kidding. Same old stuff.
I'm the exact same as I was December 31st.
Yeah.
I bet some of your cells have died.
Well, and that's true. Know. Yeah.
Boom. New person.
Boom.
New
you. But yeah, so we're back. Thank you for listening. Why? What did you do that knocked?
Just drinking and lifting, you know.
Pray to the Lord.
I think, I forget what the number is, but I think, let's just say they say every year, like, the entirety of, like, your cells have regenerated, so technically you're a completely new person or something.
That's kind of cool. Yeah. That's kind of freaky.
I don't know. It's I don't know. I don't remember what the time was that they said, but.
It happens.
Yeah, it happens. Yeah. You're technically 100% a new person.
Interesting. You know what I did a lot of over break? I listen to podcasts.
Spanish podcasts?
No. 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 Which is like podcasts. Because, like, none of you have Apple phones, but there's a podcast app on, like, through
there's
the iTunes.
Podcasts.
Through the iTunes store.
Other places.
Well, yeah. But, like, it's just interesting. All the different kind of podcasts are on there. And
I like to listen to comedy podcasts.
Yeah.
Those are nice.
Like, Joe Rogan has a podcast. And they're so funny. They're so good. And just like, I listen to a lot of radio this break. And it's just interesting to hear like what people talk about and just listening. And I'd rather listen to the radio than listen to music.
Yeah.
And when I'm working out, I just put on a radio show. And
I don't know if I can do that when we're working out. But definitely in the summer when I...
Yeah. Yeah.
In the summer when I drive a lot more and I'm always listening to music. At some point I just kinda get sick of listening to music.
Right.
I just want to hear talking.
If I'm going on a road trip or something, I'm driving for a long period of time, I need to listen to talk radio.
When we went to EDC, we listened to like Steve Harvey.
Right, exactly.
Comedy.
Just listen to spoken word. It's just interesting to hear other people talk, and I don't know, maybe that's one of the reasons I wanted a radio show, just because I'm so fascinated by radio. There's so many different types of shows, you know, like if you get onto like Sirius XM, then anything goes on there because it's satellite. So like, you know, you got Opie and Howard Stern.
You can say the P word, the C word, the J word, the K word.
Yeah. You can say all the words, all the words. You can say them.
Say you're
still not.
You can say you're a 3-4-6-in. Effer.
All right. But what are you buying?
Still not buying that you can go to the gym and listen to the radio.
I did. I ran on the treadmill for half an hour. And then I went and lifted after. And I just listened to the Sam Roberts and Jim Norton show.
What if it was like a podcast of like like Arnold Schwarzenegger telling you that you can lift more.
Do it. There's this guy called Kelly Muscle. He's like,
Yeah, I know who he is.
You know the rap album he has?
No,
He has a rap album, and one of the songs is called Reps. And all he does is he pretty much yells at you in like a rap tone, just going, Reps, Reps, do more Reps.
Interesting.
It's on my workout playlist.
Oh, yeah.
Next to Die?
Yeah.
No, it's alphabetical, so no.
Come on, we have some order there.
I'm sorry. But yeah, I was just, it's interesting, like, I couldn't tell you the last time I just like listened to music. Like I'd just been listening to talk radio.
There was a YouTube channel that I used to really like, and I would listen to their podcast when I drive sometimes. Mm-hmm. And they didn't have like a set, you know, what they were going to do. They just went in there and whatever they were feeling, right. They just kind of talked.
Like what we do.
What we do, but they were good at it.
Yeah, but they know what they're doing.
I don't know about that. We're not bad.
How many listeners do we have?
I mean, I've gone back and listened to our shows. Over the summer when I worked in my dad's office, I put our shows on and I listened to them. I listened to the podcast.
Do you
of our
take
shows.
Notes on how we can be better?
No, not at all. But what?
No, it's just looking at the headline we're going to talk about later.
Oh, okay. But yeah, I don't know. I like radio. I think I honestly
I would love to do an Anything Goes.
I'd be yeah, I like an RMU After yeah. Dark.
But we need to like
oh, you can't put me on that.
No.
I might get a little too dark.
I want like consistently having like people that are just hilarious on
right.
that we know.
Right. It couldn't just be the four of us. We'd yeah, have to bring people
we'd have
in.
Cuz I don't think I mean, I'd say we're funny, but I don't think we, all of us, were funny enough to sustain, like, a full, like, hour show of just constant hilariousness.
Just ridiculousness? Yeah, yeah no, I don't. We'd, yeah, you're right. People. We'd have to bring in guests. And
no drinks in me.
But, I mean, I'd go far enough to say I think I'd rather listen to the radio than watch TV.
Dang.
Depends on the show, I guess.
Like
it's a different type of stimulation.
TFM has a podcast. They do a show. The Chive, another app, they do a show. Like
everyone
just
does a show.
Anyone can have a radio show.
Anyone
these days.
Can. It's yes, just, anyone.
I don't, it's just cool to listen to. You get different perspectives from people and the things people bring up and talk about. And all right, do you want to bring up what you're...
No, he lost
it.
Oh, no.
The Yahoo just like glitched out, and now I got to find it.
Oh, yike. Yeah. But
sad.
Just the different things that people can talk. Even here at RMU Radio, there's tons of different shows. Mm-hmm. You know, there's a one
got
about.
It back.
Okay, good. I'll stop talking.
Oh, it's my turn?
Yeah, it's your turn.
All right, so I'm going through Yahoo News and I find an interesting headline. It's titled "U.S. Scientists Actively Activate Predatory Kill Switch in Mice." So, they got these mice that are now killers. It says, the experiment turned the lab mice into super-eating machines, viciously attacking food, bottle caps, sticks.
Bottle caps.
And now, the scientists say that it was not their goal to create...
What were they trying
yeah,
to
what
do?
What was the goal?
They said it's not their goal to create armies.
But did they say what it was their
they
goal?
They said it's, however, to better understand how the brain works and perhaps one day improve the treatment.
And perhaps one day put killer chips into us.
And it's, well, it says to treatment of degenerative brain diseases.
Oh, well, this is predatory. This was in their heads
all
right.
So all I'm saying is now the U.S. can use killer mice as weapons.
Yeah, weaponized mice.
Weaponized
but, like,
mice.
What do they do? Are they just...
They're like...
They
they're
land
mice.
You
don't
mice
in
the
box. You just... put like a hundred
at you.
Listen, yeah. I saw my brother get bit by a hamster once, and he sprayed blood around the house.
Is that why James threw them off the bed all the time?
Yeah, he would throw hamsters from the top bunk. That's a whole other story. But can you imagine? Can you imagine? Like, imagine God's real, and he's sitting up there, and he's designing stuff, and he's like, "All right, we got these mice. They're pretty docile, but I'm gonna throw in a little switch. All right, and see when they advance enough, and they're poking around the mice's brain, turn them into killers." See if they can do it.
That'd be fun.
It's like a life Easter egg. It's like an Earth Easter egg.
Earthy.
Uh-huh. But,
can you imagine just a wave of mice taking over your town and killing everyone?
Everyone.
There's a Tinder podcast, back to podcasts. I still had it open. But yeah, that'd be interesting if just like... droves of mice just start filling the streets
and there's nothing you can do
eating
like,
everything in their way.
If there's that many of them, I mean,
that, yeah.
You can try to kick them away all you want. They're going to get you.
They're not yet. Like, what's our top enemy? What's the top enemy of the U.S.?
Russia?
China?
Can you imagine ISIS? They're like...
ISIS is, but that's not like it.
Someone storms in the emperor's like office or whatever it is, and they're like, listen, the U.S. dropped a bomb. Doesn't seem to have been an explosion, but...
There's mice everywhere. Get the rat traps.
Get out of here. There's mice.
But interesting. Interesting news story, which leads me to a new segment I want to try out this semester. Real news or fake news?
Okay.
I needed some like sound effect. Something like that, yeah.
We don't have sound.
I am the soundboard.
But like,
I can make any sound.
The past couple weeks.
Turkey.
The what?
You sound like an angry Mexican.
Sounded like a turkey getting eaten by an evil mouse.
Well, you told me turkey. Have you ever seen him do that? you only spun the top, but you do that voice right now?
Yeah. Oh,
I can try.
Wait, Hector.
Yeah, Hector. Yeah, Hector.
Don't concentrate.
Little context.
I'm laughing right now.
Little context. What he does is he gets like a button-down shirt, like a flat button-down shirt, and he only buttons the top button, and then he does this once he can. He'll do it once he can stop laughing. And he walks around with like his shoulders out.
Hey, Hector, you want to go down to the 7-Eleven and get some Swisher sweets? I used to do that. I had a professor named Hector Carante, and I'd do the voice a lot.
Around him?
Yeah. You remember being like a dad on New Year's?
Yeah. On New Year's Eve, we were all like, we all tucked our shirts in and we're like doing that dad stance. We're like in your pants. And we're all just like doing dad voices and complaining about our kids and stuff like that. It was so dumb.
We also called everybody we know.
Everybody. You didn't call me.
Except for you.
Yeah. We called our high school
teacher.
It was
probably
teachers.
Like 5 a.m.
We called our high school gym teacher and our English teacher.
Jesse
did they
challenged
answer?
No. Jesse, we left messages, and Jesse like challenged everyone to a fight.
Like everyone we called.
Oh, back to the game. What's the game?
Oh, yeah. Real news. Anyway. Real
news, huh?
Real news, fake news. Because the past couple weeks, the big thing has been like, is it a fake news report about Trump or, you know, everyone's. So I was reading TFM and I saw this headline. It made me laugh and it inspired me to come up with this. So I'll start with this.
So we can just guess if it's real or fake?
Right. So you have to guess if the news headline is real or if it's fake.
I do get points.
You can get points.
Just keep points.
Just keep points. Fox is frozen in ice after falling into a river in Germany.
Real story.
Fake.
Real sad.
It's real.
Bingo.
It really happened. And here's there's a nice little picture of the little guy stuck in a block
of
ice.
Still?
I don't think he was alive. I didn't read
that's
it.
Sad.
Like, didn't you show me that earlier?
But,
that's why I knew it was
earlier. Wow. Michael's coming in a chair.
It's, hey, he can't stop me from looking at the news.
Yeah,
I got to stay informed.
Microsoft Word isn't working over here. Can't keep score.
Well,
no other way we can keep
brain.
Score. That's the only way
that's
we can.
The only way. Is
well, I guess we're not doing this. World Wildlife Fund urges Americans to just grab whatever animal they see and try to keep it alive. Real news, fake news.
Gotta be fake.
That's fake news.
Real. It has to be fake.
Well, no, they wouldn't say that.
What if I see a rabid dog?
Keep it alive and safe.
That was a fake news.
Yeah, I was going to say, what if I saw a moose?
Well, grab it. Keep it alive.
Have fun, make friends.
Good luck, Jess.
Jesse wants all right, to go.
I guess we're down to two people. Inflatable Trump roosters are huge this year.
Yes.
Fake.
Are you looking at my screen?
No, I'm looking at you. Uh-huh. I'm saying yes.
It's true.
Anything with Trump's real.
That's true.
Except for the pee thing, apparently.
What pee thing?
There was a fake news report that he liked to get peed on.
Right. That's
how do
we
know it's fake?
I guess we know.
Studies suggest puppies love baby talk. Oh, yes, they do.
That's real because I know they do.
Gotta be real.
It's real. All right, this isn't as fun as I thought it would be.
We're killing
we'll
the
go
game.
A couple more. Jimmy John's employees fired for jumping rope with bread dough. Real or fake?
Oh, man.
Real?
Fake.
It's real.
Ah, that could have been either one. Seems like something they'd do. Jimmy John's. You got Jimmy John's. You got Papa John's.
Too many Johns.
Too many Johns.
Long Johns.
Too many Johns. Long John. Long John Silvers.
You want to start a restaurant chain called Long John?
Well, Long John Silvers.
I know, but we'd just be Long
Johns. Just Long Johns?
Yeah. They'd get mad. I think they'd get mad, probably.
Mike Pence vows to cut conservation funding after discovering elk don't mate for life.
True. Because,
No. Cannot be real.
It's true.
It sounds like an Onion article.
No, because Mike Pence doesn't believe in stuff. Oh. Okay.
It's fake.
Can we just go and read the Onion articles?
That's what I'm doing.
They have the best headlines.
All right, well, this didn't work, so I'll just stop doing it. I thought it would be funny.
Can we read some more of that? That'd be funny.
Yeah. Transition team assures public Trump has too many conflicts of interest to favor any specific one. That was funny.
The Onion's great.
Let's see.
I think that's funny, man. People get paid. Yeah. That's their job. And they just come up with ridiculous stories. Incredible.
And I don't know. Whatever. All right. So much for that.
Okay. We tried.
You win some, you lose some, right?
Yeah. You know. We tested something. It didn't work. It's right. Fine.
Speaking of sports and... Do you see the new 30 for 30 that's coming out?
Mm.
It's on the XFL.
Oh, yeah.
The football league that was started by the WWE guy, and it just failed miserably.
What WWE guy?
Oh, sorry, your mic's muted. What?
WWE guy.
Was it Vince McMahon or whatever?
Vince McMahon. Yes, of course. Hey, Tommy Maddox is an XFL champion, dude, so chill out.
Tommy Maddox was the best Steeler quarterback.
History. Ever.
But... I don't see any good movies lately.
No.
Passenger was all right.
It was eh.
Just eh.
Those are our movie reviews for the week.
We watched Around the World in 80 Days. Jackie Chan is lit. Yeah.
In like a hot air balloon.
Yeah.
When did that come out? Like 2007?
Probably no, definitely. I feel like 2004-ish. Mm. I don't know.
I saw, what did I see? That holiday Christmas party, office Christmas party. That was pretty funny, actually.
I've been making Michael watch a lot of prison documentaries. Why? Because I think prison's super interesting.
That's weird.
It's a lot of, like, women having girlfriends in prison. That's weird.
Have you ever seen the show 60 Days In?
Mm. No.
It's, so there was a... state prison, I forget where it was, Indiana or something like that. And I guess they had, like, it's like one of the worst jails in the country, just like crime, you know, inside crime and everything. It was just really bad. So the, like, head sheriff started this program where volunteers would go in undercover and, like, collect data on, like, what it's like to be a prisoner in these prisons. And it just was like a documentary about it. It was pretty interesting. It was on, what was it? What channel was it? I forgot what channel it was on. But it was really interesting.
How do they get volunteers?
I have no idea. But they did two seasons.
That are trained to
they
not
did two
die.
Seasons of it.
I'd watch.
It was really interesting. It was pretty good.
Like day one, they're like interviewing the guy. And he's like, yep, wish I didn't sign up for this.
This really stinks.
It's bad.
I don't want to go to prison. But, like, no one knew about it, so, like, the guards didn't know, and there was only, like, a couple people that knew about it.
Wow.
So they just got the whole treatment.
All right, day two, guys. I've been sold for 3 packs of cigarettes.
I am now someone's wife.
I'm not liking this. I am not having fun.
This is not what I thought it would be.
How much would they have to give you to go to, like, State penitentiary for...
To do that? To be undercover?
Yeah.
I don't even know.
So much money.
Is there an amount?
Oh, I'm sure there's an amount.
I would instantly have to be someone's
No girlfriend. Guarantee you're going
to
live.
It'd have to be like 6 or 7 figures.
Mm-hmm.
Jesse. It'd have to be a good amount of money.
I'll do almost anything for any amount of money.
$15 to go to the state penitentiary for...
A month.
A month.
$15
Justin, you would no, you would get so mildly because all I do is lift all day.
$1,000
Oh, really?
That's all it would take for you, you know, to go to jail.
Wait, I think prison is Jesse's dream. That's what all he has to do is work out.
Yeah, that's it.
That's true.
But no, he likes eating. I don't think they have broccoli salad in prison.
He loses so much weight. Like, they give him nothing. They give him like a piece of ham.
But he likes broccoli.
He loves broccoli.
They might not give him broccoli.
That's
prison.
Probably part of the deal. Survive without broccoli.
No, I don't think so. G's gonna mail you broccoli salad.
Really? Only $1,000 to go to like a state penitentiary, like a state
like
prison?
They like are gonna be
scumbags
like
on
recruiting
scumbags.
You.
Recruiting, nice.
Yeah, like the Aryan Brotherhood.
He would like that. I wouldn't tell him that.
The Aryan Brotherhood would go.
Into
right
a swastika.
You.
On
They'd
your
be
forehead.
Like, "You're joining."
I would right before I went in, I'd make sure to cut my hair real short. Fit right in with them.
$1,000, really? That's all it would take.
I think you would enjoy prison.
Yeah,
probably.
$1,000.
I feel like you'd be.
You
like,
know, you'd be mad if their gym equipment was bad.
Their gym
you'd
was
like
garbage
take. W. You would probably take over the cell block and be like, "All right, I'm in charge.
I'm
now.
In charge. I walk in. I am the captain now."
Then you just get shanked and
make everyone listen to Dead.
You'd either really like it or immediately die.
Yeah, I'm either going to take charge or be dead within 10 minutes. One of those two things.
Hopefully the first one.
That'd be funny. Woo. How much for you, Emily?
Yeah,
how much money for you to go to women's prison?
I would
women's prison? No.
It's women's? So bad.
Based on that show, it was rough. It was intense.
Yeah. No, women's prison's really, really bad.
That fox, I just found that fox.
I'm easily intimidated, and I'm easily scared.
You get sold immediately.
I would be someone's bitch immediately.
Oh, language. Oh.
Oh.
Someone's
female. Oh. Female.
Sorry,
dog.
Ogie's parents.
Female.
Female dog.
They're probably not listening.
Wait, so who are we talking to?
I don't know. Each other. We're talking to each other at this point.
Can you see how many viewers or no? Or
I think at the end of the month they can figure it out.
I would.
My parents bought two new cars during break.
Want to buy me a car?
No.
You got one of them, though.
I did. Well, I got my dad's old car.
Nice.
But yeah, they went. My sister and I went somewhere, and I knew they were test driving cars because they were talking about getting a new car eventually. Mm-hmm. And my sister and I come back, and there's three cars in the driveway. We're like, "What the hell did they do?" And we walk in, and they're like, "We bought two cars." We're like,
"Oh, hey, guys, we bought two cars."
And my dad was like, "Go refill my drink." they were drinking that night. I was like, "Oh,
we made
Lord.
A good decision. Let's drink."
I got a new car, Rick.
Did you? What kind of car?
It's a 2017 Hyundai Elantra.
Oh, look at you.
Yeah.
It's fancy. Yeah.
No, the color was like Snow Blizzard or something.
Snow Blizzard.
So it's white.
No, it's Snow Blizzard because there's little speckles in it.
Oh, it's speckled.
All right.
There's little guys in there.
But, yeah.
What are you laughing at?
What's he laughing? No, he's not reading an article, 21 Signs Jokes.
If you're going to talk.
I'm reading this article called 21 Signs Jokes, and they're funny.
There's all a right. cat eye.
Read some, and let's see how many go over my head.
Here are some cat
Move the
ions.
Mic to your face.
This one says, "Here are some cat ions, stay positive, there's cats in a beaker." Stupid. It is stupid, it's funny. That was the first one I saw that was funny.
That's
you
what
really losing it.
That's what
that.
Cracked you up that much.
Yeah,
oh no, that's not good.
I'll let you know if any of the other ones are funny. So
okay,
all right.
We'll be listening intently.
We got 9 minutes to find something good, so we'll wait.
We will wait.
We'll talk about something. this one's not that funny, but it says me kicks a stone. Mountain. Oh no, my baby. Like a stone's a small one.
No, I got it.
No, we got it.
That was a tweet by a person named Goth Milp. Milf. Goth Milf.
There's a lot of.
At the Milf Tron.
Okay.
That one's not.
Creative one.
But, anyone got any big plans for the semester? For the weekend? We got a long weekend.
Just passing.
Yeah.
Drink some milk.
So you're going to drink some milk?
Drink some chocolate.
I'm lactose intolerant, actually, so I'll get queasy if I do that. I don't want to take a latte.
No, no plans. I'm just excited to have a little bit of a break. No, it was a hard syllabus week.
Hard semester, really, you know.
Yeah.
It's going to be a rough one.
So I am loving my semester so far. I finally switched my major.
Oh, to what?
Now I'm financial math. So I'm just taking all finance classes, and I am loving it. I finally...
Numbers!
I'm looking forward to going to class now, you know, learning economic theory, and I love it.
Oh, yay.
Can you do my taxes?
No. Oh. Baldwin can. He works at Walmart doing people's taxes.
Oh, I'm going to have Baldwin do my taxes.
Or just get TurboTax.
Which would be better, Baldwin or TurboTax?
Probably TurboTax.
Definitely TurboTax.
Yeah. Find anything else funny?
Baldwin versus.
No, we're at 15 right now and still not getting great. But I'm going to find. We still have a few more left.
Yeah.
There's really ones that are worse than the Cat Islands.
Yeah, there were ones that are less funny.
Besides
than
the mountain one. Nothing?
Nothing right now. These aren't that funny.
Oogie, you excited for the NFL playoffs?
Yeah. I don't know.
Here's the Bills playing.
I'm breaking the place.
I didn't break anything.
I like watching the playoffs. The Bills finally got a new coach.
Yeah, I saw.
Mm-hmm. Mr. Sean McDermott. So.
Doug McDermott's father.
Okay.
Doug McDermott, Chicago Bulls.
Right.
Dougie McPockets.
Okay.
This is kind of an ironic statement, I think. This is somebody on Facebook that said, the Flat Earth Society has members all around the globe. Get it?
Get it?
It's like they say it's a flat Earth.
But they're around the globe.
They're group leaders.
I got it. Thank
funny.
You.
They're dumb.
That's, real great. But, Bills got a new coach, so... I don't know, we'll see.
In the playoffs, they got a new coach.
We'll see how that goes. I don't know.
Oh, God.
Oh, no.
Oh, we got one.
All right, here we go. Let's stop talking. Go ahead, Jess.
This is it's a Harry Potter one. There's a picture of Hagrid, and there's a picture of Harry. Hagrid goes, "You're a unit of power, Harry." And Harry goes, "I'm a what?" Like, I'm a what? I'm a what?
You slapped the desk for it.
Math jokes are funny.
I love math.
Math jokes are fun. Science jokes are stupid.
Man, science jokes. I love science jokes.
The math joke. Let's see how. Let's see how much I don't understand it.
Math jokes can be funny.
Let's see. Oh no!
What kind of fish? I don't want you to cheat. What kind of fish is made of two sodium atoms?
Hold on.
A salty one.
This is funny.
Saltwater?
Saltwater sauce.
Gotta
what?
Guess. Tuna.
Funny.
Tuna. Sodium's Na.
Yeah.
Periodic
That's
table.
Good.
All
right, Oogie, get us one. Get some math joke. Math versus science jokes. Let's do it.
Follow that bad boy up.
Follow that joke.
Right, here's one. Right. After a talking sheepdog gets all the sheep in the pen, he reports back to the farmer. All 40 accounted for. But I only have 36 sheep, says the farmer. I know, says the sheepdog, but I rounded them up.
That's not better than tuna.
Yeah, I know. Tuna was pretty
good. More than 35, it's rounded to 40.
Spell even knew that one. Nice.
You're so proud of yourself. A scientist tells a pharmacist, give me some prepared tablets for... It's whatever the heck that is, acid. Do you mean aspirin? Said the pharmacist. The scientist slaps his forehead. That's it, he says. I can never remember the name. That wasn't funny. Never mind.
Why do you never serve beer at a math party?
It looks like it says acetylsalicylic acid. Yeah. You ever heard of
that? Acetylcyclic acid?
Okay.
Why do you never serve beer at a math party?
Why?
Because you can't drink and derive.
did
you get that one, Spell?
Yeah, I got that one. I know it. I've heard of I've heard of deriving.
Come deriving.
I don't know how you do it. I know it's a word. Yogi, you're up.
These aren't funny.
How many molecules in a bowl of guacamole?
What's the number for a mole? I don't know. What is it?
Avocado's number. You're thinking of Avogadro's number.
Yeah. Mm.
But they made fun of that by saying avocado's number.
Avocado's number. 6.022?
Yeah, times 10 to the negative 23. Yeah.
What happened to the plant in math class?
It dried up.
It grew square roots.
Who comes up with this stuff?
Did you hear about the mathematician who was afraid of negative numbers? He will stop at nothing to avoid them.
Boo. This one's funny, though.
Because zero is nothing, and you stop at zero, you don't have to go to the negative numbers.
Yeah, I booed you.
All right.
How do you make seven an even number? You take the S out.
That's what, yeah, it's just I put my root beer. I put my root beer in a square glass. Now it's just beer.
This show got terrible.
Yeah, it's just all down dirt hill.
Well, we're done in 2 minutes anyway, so you might as well ride out this.
Why do mathematicians like parks? Because of all the natural logs.
Can we get some? If my phone wasn't dead, I'd pull up some environmental jokes.
Why did I divide sine by tan?
What is sine over tan? I don't remember.
Just cause?
It's cause cosine. Cosine.
Trigonometry.
Why do you call a number that can't keep still? Or what do you call a number that can't keep still? A Roman numeral.
Like roaming.
Right. Good job.
What's the rate of seven?
Because 7, 8, 9. Huh, what's the name of the new Tom Cruise eco thriller? Mission Compostable.
Did you hear about the one? Did you hear the one about the statistician? Probably. That's a good one. What did Al Gore play on his guitar?
The internet.
An algorithm. All right, let's just stop.
Wait. What do loggers eat in the forest? Mac and trees. Okay, I'm done.
Jesse, you got one more for us?
This one's real confused. This one has a lot to it.
All right, go ahead. This will be the last one.
I got to kind of talk about something because I
got
to read it.
Well, we've got a minute left, so we're done. So.
We're just,
That's too much.
No, are you just going to skip it?
Yeah, it's all too right. long.
Let's call it a night. Let's call it a day. Thank you for listening.
What do you get if you add two apples and three apples?
Five apples.
No, a middle school math problem.
That sounds like one of those, remember the anti-jokes?
Yeah.
Or it's just like, what's 2 + 2? Fish? Or like, yeah.
No, we had some dark ones back at Steel Valley.
Didn't I make the 2 + 2 fish joke on New Year's Eve?
You probably did.
I think I did that.
All right, well.
You got really mad.
Thanks, everyone.
Now I want to look up anti-jokes.
I got one more joke.
All
right, go ahead. Oh, my God. How do you knock a kid off a swing that has no arms and no legs?
What?
Drop his arm off.
With an axe.
Yeah, I was going to say with an axe.
Right. We had some dark jokes back in the Steel Valley.
We're done. Thank you for listening, if you're still listening.
Probably not.
No.
Hey, what'd the kid get for Christmas?
Nothing. He's George. All right, we're done.
Terrible.
Thank you for listening. We're going to stop talking now. So enjoy your weekend. Enjoy your week. We'll talk to you next week. Have a good one. Go Bills. And yeah, thanks for listening. Tuesday Night Spaghetti Dinner Show on RMU Radio, your campus, your voice.
Heals, but it never does. That's cause you at war with love. You at war with love.
These battle scars don't look like they're fading. Don't look like they're ever gone away. They ain't never gonna change. These battle
love. Never let a wound ruin me. But I feel like ruins wooing me. Arrow holes that never close from Cupid on a shooting spree. Feeling stupid cause I know it ain't no you and me. But when you're trying to beat the odds up and trying to keep your nods up, and you know that you should know and let it go, but the fear of the unknown hone another lover's phone sends you back into the zone. With no Tom Hanks to bring you home, a lover not a fighter on the front line with a poem.
trying to write yourself a rifle. Maybe sharpen up a song to fight the tanks and drones of you being alone.
I wish I never would, I wish I never touched. I wish that I could stop loving you so much. Cause I'm the only one that's trying to keep us together. Yeah. When all of the signs say that I should forget her. I wish you were the best I ever had. I wish that the good outweighed the bad. Cause it'll never be over. Until you tell me it's over.
Until you tell me it's over.